Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Podcast Telenar Series, where we introduce a lot of our authors and experts with their success stories. So we have a wonderful author and expert today, Stephanie Green, who would like to share her success story with us. Now, Stephanie, of course, has been an old friend of Annie Jennings PR. We met her many years ago. She's a fashion designer and a style expert. She's established herself in her design community and as a respected authority on the business of fashion. She has a lot of diverse talents, and she's worked on the international known lines as Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Ralph Lauren, Perry Ellis, NBA, many more. Okay, so her talents have contributed to lots of their success, and she's generated over $75 million in sales throughout the fashion industry. She's an adjunct professor at Florida International University and Miami International University as well. And she customized a new syllabus and curriculum to teach fashion design merchandising to exceptional students. So there you go. Here's our Stephanie Green. Stephanie, welcome.
Hi. Thank you, Annie. It's great to be talking to you.
Yeah, it really is great to be talking to you. And it's so funny how, you know, we came together just in a conversation about something else, and then it turned to our real story series, because what I'm noticing is so many of our clients, when we mention the word real story series, they jump. They jump and say, I've got to be on, please. I've got to tell my story. So we met a long time ago, and we put you on New Jersey News 12, and you mentioned that really just started it all for you and gave you the power that you needed to go to your next levels.
Yes, it absolutely did. I mean, what I really love about working with you all is that at that time, I can't believe it was almost 15 years ago, but at that time, it's amazing. I was kind of a budding designer in my career. I think I was designing maybe I was at Tommy Hilfiger at the time, I'm not sure, but I really wanted to market myself as a style expert and get out there even more than I was. And I met you, I believe it was at the Seminar Center or the Learning
Center. That's right.
A speech you gave, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so impressed with your speech, and you gave me so much information that I came up to you afterwards, and then we kept in touch. And then I remember over the phone, you and your staff worked with me, and you came up with great stories and great ideas. I already thought I had a lot of ideas, but you came up with so many more. And then you pitched the producers. You know, you told me, well, look, I think we really could get you on New Jersey News 12, but we have to pitch the stories. They have to be, you know, ready. And you got it. And what I loved about working with you, which is what I said the other day, is that not only are you different, but your services really are real. I mean, they really are what you say you are. And that's so rare these days. And I know a lot of people, you know, might get your newsletters in the mail, I mean, you know, in their emails.
Sure.
And then read them and not know if you really can deliver on what you're saying you can. And it's absolutely true.
I love hearing you say that, because I have a funny story for you as well. Is that when people call me, and even in my emails, I'll tell you I'm number one. I'll tell you I booked the most powerful radio campaign in the industry. Your money can't buy a stronger campaign. I mean, I'll go for it because I know it's the truth. And the funny part about it is I have to laugh at myself because, you know, it's the truth. I am just telling you the truth. So a client called me the other day, and I did the same thing. Best campaign in the industry. Will always over-deliver. You can't buy a better campaign. I'm not. Calls me up and he goes, I don't understand why you undersell yourself so much.
I think it's because you're also so kind, and you know, you and your people are so nice, and it just comes off as so authentic. Maybe that's why he took it as underselling. I don't know.
Oh, he just said it was more than he ever thought he would get, even after everything I told him he was going to get, and I even toned it down a bit. The reason I toned it down is I know I'm number one. I do know it. But the thing is, we want to give the clients so much extra value. We have an inspiration for them that they don't even see for themselves. I see their future, their potential. I know where the client belongs in the world of news, media, success. And my goal, my personal goal, is to get them there. All the client has to do is meet me halfway.
Right, exactly. And that's what I thought was amazing about working with you, too, because since I was, as you were saying that, I was thinking about, how my life and my career have progressed and evolved in the past, I guess, like 15 years since we first met, and the strong placements that, you know, that you guys offer in terms of especially over-delivering and basically the value added in terms of the areas that are virtually for free. You give me so much advice, and I've tried to follow, you know, every single piece of advice that I could every step of the way. And at the time we first met, you were saying, look, you don't have as much press yet. We need to kind of, you know, build you up. Yeah. And you were like, you have to be, you know, get a little bit more exposure. We need to get you some print and then some media. And then you did place me on the Jersey News 12. And then, you know, randomly you would call me with different other placements. And then I'd say, okay, well, how much is it? And you said, frankly, it's this one's free because this is what we do for our clients once in a while when we know we've got something for them and we need to get it done right away. And I was, and so you got me Baltimore Sun newspaper and I believe Details magazine as well. Those were things that, again, added to my own media presence. And now that I'm contacting you again in terms of the future, mm-hmm. like right now I'm the founding director of the fashion merchandising program at the University of the District of Columbia, and I'm also building, you know, an even broader platform for myself nationwide, hopefully as a nationwide style expert.
Right.
And now that we're doing, you know, working together even more so now, you know, you've been able to look at, I guess, what I did in the past and say, okay, now I think you're even ready for other things. And that's so great for me because it's great to know that I can work with, you know, a publicist that not only, like most publicists, they want to charge a monthly retainer, mm-hmm. and then you don't know what you're going to get. With you guys, I know, okay, if we say we want to get me a certain spot, you'll get it. And I love the pay-by-placement thing. I think it's very fair. And, you know, if you deliver, then of course you should get paid for what you deliver.
That's
but
right.
You really over-deliver.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. And, you know, that's really what we do because we want you to be successful. So if I have a placement mm-hmm. that I don't absolutely have to travel for because you've been working, or travel, charge for, because you've been working with us for a while, you're a good client, you have an established relationship. See, these are the benefits of working with us. I mean, I know you mentioned 15 years. Could it really have been 15 years, Stephanie?
I know. It's really scary.
It's a long time. And the thing is, when you establish a relationship with us, and this may not be true with other PR firms, is we look out for you.
Mm-hmm,
and we have
mm-hmm.
over 35,000 experts, but I'll never forget Stephanie
right.
Green. Never forget her.
Yeah, I love that. In fact, when I receive some of your emails, and like if there's been several months since I've maybe talked to you guys or called you or something.
Or sometimes even years. I mean, it's okay.
Yeah, and years. Oh, I'm worried. I'm like, oh, my God, will they really, really remember me? And you do. That's what
always.
I love is that, you know, I'm thinking, gosh, she's got thousands of people in her roster, but she still remembers me, you know? And that's wonderful for me.
You know, I really have a secret, and I don't think I've ever told anyone this in a teleseminar before, but I'm going to tell you it now, because one thing that I know that my clients don't know, and don't know it at an intrinsic level, is the secret is you can be anything you want to be,
mm-hmm.
and the whole idea is to make the choice to be that, and then
yeah.
to follow the path, the yellow brick road. Follow the path to get you there. Say yes mm-hmm. to the placements and opportunities that put you on the path to get to that outcome. That's the biggest secret. I know that secret.
Mm-hmm.
So when my clients come to me with their hopes and their dreams and what they want to occur in their lives, I see the path. It appears before me. It's very
so
easy
cool.
for me, yeah, to put them in that path. It's a very special gift that I have.
You do, yeah. You
and
really
it's my
do
pleasure.
Have that gift. Yeah. And it's funny because I remember at the time, you know, and I thought I was really ready for national media. You know, I was like, oh, my God, I want to be on the Today Show, and I want to be on The View and, you know, all these things that I've always dreamed of. But then you were like, look, you haven't been on those yet, but in order for them to take you seriously, you have to do local media.
That's
and you
right.
knew that I was ready for local media, and I was. I was really comfortable. But looking now that I think I'm really ready for nationwide media because I've done a lot of local stuff
right.
since then with your advice, I know that I'm ready for the national
right.
stuff,
but
you know?
Developed, yeah. See, the worst part about it is getting too much too fast because then you don't know how to leverage it into more
That's
opportunities
true.
For yourself.
Yeah.
And with the national media, this is different. You have to be good. You get
mm-hmm.
one shot at the Today Show, so you better be
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
And this whole radio and doing previous media and getting comfortable mm-hmm. with your message and really confident, that's going to show in your presentation.
That's
so
true.
Local media has become, well, of course, a training ground. Gets you a lot of local coverage, your demo mm-hmm. on your website, and allows me to answer the biggest question I need to answer after answering every other question with the media.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I jump through a lot of hoops for you, but you don't know
right.
it, but I do.
Right, yeah.
They say, okay, great, prove it.
Yeah.
All right? Okay, she's
that's
great,
true.
Good. Prove it.
Mm-hmm,
and you know
mm-hmm.
what? Without that local media, I can't prove it. I say, oh, my gosh, if my word
yeah.
gets yours, I never win.
That's a good point.
It is a really good
somehow,
point. That's the reason.
And you really,
doing, mm-hmm, radio, and, TV. Mm-hmm.
And that's true, and you really do have that gift of knowing kind of like a, it's like a sixth sense. You can't put it on paper, but you know what people need to do, and you know what they need to do next.
I really do. I can
it's amazing.
See, I can see how it can unfold for them. You know, Stephanie, since I've met you over 15 years ago, I probably have really spent the 12 hours a day. So if you do 12 hours a day times, what, 365 days a year times 15
wow.
years, you get to the point where, you know, you got to say she knows what she's doing. I know what I'm doing. I know
yeah.
what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, we're only paid for results, so I have to extra know what I'm doing.
Yes, that's true.
You know? So
that's true.
I'm really blessed with the power of knowing my clients are allowed to choose the future for themselves, and then we have to just back it up with evidence.
Absolutely.
And I'm the evidence,
absolutely.
And I'm the best kept. I am, you know, the wind beneath their wings, and I know that. See,
yes.
the thing is, I can say it because I know that.
Yeah, yeah, and it's true. I mean, you are the best kept secret of, I'm sure, a lot of people that, you know, whether it's known or not. I mean, I
don't
even
know. Yeah,
yeah.
That's the secret but to their success. But I am the wind beneath their wings.
Definitely.
That I do know, and that's what's the personal satisfaction for me. The personal
mm-hmm.
satisfaction comes in knowing what was able to occur because we are here, and our
right.
mission statement, as you know, is for the betterment of all. We live it every day.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that, and it's so important because now you know I found I was telling someone recently that I you know with so much we're inundated with so many different forms of media now, everything from Facebook to websites, blogs, newsletters, the news, you know, all this stuff.
Mm.
And you never know what is really real anymore. And
that's right.
And with you guys, you are real. And that's what I love. It's like, I know that if I go to Annie Jennings PR, I can get what I want, and it's going to be real PR, and you really will deliver what you say you'll deliver, as opposed to you never know what you're getting, some of these fly-by-night agencies, and even some of the big, gigantic ones that maybe people have heard that are household names.
With
you know?
Proposals, because here's the thing.
Definitely.
One of my clients, and our campaigns are very reasonable. One
mm-hmm.
of our, and they haven't gone up in 10 years, by the way, the price level.
Wow.
People are shocked.
Wow.
They say, what? And
that's
you know,
so
the same
fair.
Year, the market told me what they wanted. We kept it there.
Mm.
You know, we obey the market.
That's great.
One of my clients, I said, why did you do this?
Mm-hmm.
He spent $11,000 on a radio campaign he could have had from me for a half of the cost,
mm-hmm.
many trains included. He paid $2,000 on top of that.
Mm.
I said, why? Why did you pay $11,000 for 11 interviews in college towns and small stations?
Right.
I respect college towns and small stations,
mm-hmm.
okay? The thing
mm-hmm.
is, we catch them using the syndicated shows. And he said, well, they sent me a really beautiful 11-page proposal of all they were going to try to do.
Try, right. It's
I
all
said,
about
run.
Trying.
Run,
yeah.
Don't walk when you see the word try. With
that's
us,
right.
He could have had 10 major shows or more, I'll tell you,
mm-hmm.
or more,
mm-hmm.
in the top shows that he could have leveraged. And this guy was good. He deserved to be out there. See, the thing
wow.
you know what waste? This is a waste. The waste
mm-hmm.
hurts me the most, the waste
mm-hmm.
of his voice and impact and contribution to society. He was
mm-hmm.
in personal security, avoiding mm-hmm. kidnapping, avoiding employee
wow.
ID, avoiding ID theft. All these
mm-hmm.
things that are important to our society right now, his voice was left unheard.
Man,
that is
yeah.
the sadness within me right
and
now.
People need to hear that. They need
mm-hmm.
to know what's going on, especially something that important. Yeah, and you care about people, and you care about what you're doing. That comes through. Even the fact that you even look at that as a waste. You know, a lot of people might not even think of it that way, but it is a waste that his message did not get out, at least to the right market at that time.
You know, my mind is on my mission, not on the bottom line.
Right.
And I think that's
right.
another difference that I think really differentiates our company from everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
My mind is on my mission. I know everything will be all right. You know, I don't have to make $1 million a day to be happy. I need to support my family, And to make sure my messages, my authors, get heard, I'm living my life's mission in motion. And that's what I do every day.
That's huge. I love that. And I love working with people like you. And for me, I find, especially because I'm in the fashion industry, you know, it's known as what the people think of as a very superficial kind of industry. And yes, it can be, but there's a lot of people, especially now that I'm building programs for students, I've had students in tears, happy, and like elated because of the fact that I'm offering them a fashion program in Washington, D.C., so that they can't afford to leave and go to New York. And for me, that, again, like living your mission, it reminds me of why, you know, fashion is not necessarily a superficial field at all. It fulfills people's dreams, and I love working with people that deliver on that, you know, and that's how you all work. And the fact that you have like a personal kind of sense of integrity for what you do, I think is so, it's invaluable. Like, you can't put a price on that
in working
with anybody. Yeah.
I don't think there's any other PR company, you know, that would do this. But again, see, I'm working in my mission statement, which is why I request everyone to be successful. Work within your mission statement, because that's the passion, integrity, and new ideas. And then get out there and make it happen. And know that you have a choice. You can do people say you can do anything you want. Oh, you can do anything you want. I am telling you, you have the choice. This is called free will. You can make choices every day that either lead you closer to your passion, living your passion. You can live your passion every day, that's for sure. And then you can make choices that move you closer to living your passion even more, to accomplishing a lot in your passion, where you get paid for it. Because it's
so
about
true.
Money. You can live in your passion.
You still got to eat, everyone.
But you got to make money. We all have kids. We all have houses. We all have weddings. Believe me, you're hearing my story. Weddings, college, kids.
Yes.
So you're allowed to make money. So when you make choices every day that move you closer to living your passion, the money is going to start to come. It's just you know, you've got to have a level of trust there where you may not know exactly right now, but if you know that you're on your path and your path's logical outcome is going to lead to money, then stay on the path every single day.
Right.
And then look at this. I've known Stephanie for 12 years, 365 days, or no, 12 months, 365 days, 15 years, equals X amount of time. We have over 35,000 authors and experts who are our clients, one expert at a time. You know, and this is what you get when you stay in business. You become a leader in your field. You have the best new ideas ever. You come up with better and more powerful concepts, next-level ways of doing business. I mean, we're movers, we're shakers, we're out there. Because you know why? We're in the industry every day. And my goal, the goal is for you to make money. You to be successful, you to make money. So I'm not going to throw you down some blind alley and say, okay, hand me your credit card.
Not at all. No, you never did. Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Never. And not once. And not no one on your staff either. I mean, nobody that I've dealt with at all has ever been that way. And then the value added is just so tremendous, too, because you give so many very practical, specific, constructive forms of advice and next steps that, you know, one can follow through on whether we work with you or not. That's also what's so amazing. You give all this other free, you know, form of advice.
That's right. Again, it is so. I've never shared a lot of the stories I shared with you today. So that's good. So all of those people listening, you've got some insight here that you're not going to hear in all the other seminars.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you what, you have a wonderful future ahead of you. I know that when you went on, you mentioned you had a huge amount of hits on your website.
Yes,
was
I got 16,000. That's right, 16,000 hits from that one appearance. It was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what's important is that a lot, and I want to turn the tables on this too, because who cares about selling books? Now that sounds very cavalier, but seriously, are you going to care about a couple bucks a book?
Right.
No, you're going to care about what this whole placement can do to your career development and placement, and how you can go on to make 6-7 figures. This is just the beginning. Website hits mean community building, mean possible jobs for you down the line, mean positive word of mouth. It's so more important to pay for 6,000 hits than it is to pay for... How many books did I sell off that? I only sold 10.
Oh, Annie, I only sold 10.
You're no good. Bring me to another conversation.
Annie,
I'm changing this too. A lot of people blame their publicists for their lack of success. No. Meet the publicist halfway. Publicist is part of your marketing wheel. We bring you to the stations. We get you booked. enjoy the benefits, enjoy the website hits, enjoy whatever book sales, enjoy all the wonderful things, enjoy your demo, enjoy the pride in your voice. We could say, I've been on this show. But don't go back to your publicist and say, you know what, you just weren't good enough for me. I stand for publicists all over the world, and I'm teaching them, don't stand for that. The clients should meet you halfway.
And put your own amount of legwork in.
Yeah. What was that?
Yeah, put your own amount of legwork in. The clients have to do the work as well.
Well, she was no good because she didn't sell books. It's not my job to sell books, people.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you may sell books. I have success stories. People sell a ton of books here. My goal is to get you the media opportunities you deserve at the level you deserve so that you can reach the most people and then apply all that publicity to your marketing and go on to make 6-7 figures and sell, yes, after all, 50,000 books.
Absolutely.
It happens.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's pretty amazing what you all do. And I remember when I started looking up my hits on my website after appearing, I mean, I was amazed. And that was just through, it was a local show, you know, and then word of mouth spread and people heard about it. And even now if people Google me, you know, and my website is stephaniegreen.com with the STEPHANY green with the E.com. But if they Google me, they'll also be able to see other press I got from that stemmed from that first major interview. And that was, again, I don't know, 12, 15 years ago, something like that.
Oh, wow.
So,
I know.
Incredible.
I'm telling you, we go way back.
Yeah. I know. It's scary. And I definitely want to go way forward. So, I mean, I think that everything you all do is amazing. And, I mean, I had no idea that just attending a seminar that day, you know, and meeting you would create a long-term relationship like this and get me so much media. I was just going to kind of learn about how to, you know, position myself as a style expert. I had no idea I'd learn, you know, I'd benefit as much from that one session as I did.
What a difference a choice makes. What a difference a day makes. See what I mean about making choices the whole time? What if she didn't go? Let you know that the whole time she had the choice to go and experience something new.
That's so true.
And that's the most important thing, to realize at the end of it all, you had the choice to make be anything you want. You had the choice.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad I acted on that choice.
And you did. You acted on it.
Yeah. I'm
so
really
happy.
Glad. Thank you.
I'm happy to hear your success story. I really am.
Thank you. Thank you.
And your particular point of view. Well, we wish Stephanie Green even more success as she goes on. I'm sure we're going to see her designs and her beautiful face all over the TV soon. Because one of your choices, now that I've given you the power of choice, right, Stephanie? You can choose to have your reality show. You can choose all these things for yourself and just go hang out with the people, okay? You want to be hanging out at the top? Go to the top. You can choose all this stuff for yourself. You really can. Put yourself in opportunity's way. All right? That's your power of choice. You can stay home if you want to, or you can go out and put yourself in opportunity's way. Which would you rather do?
Put myself in opportunity's way, absolutely.
Same.
Yeah.
All right. Stephanie Green, thank you so much. And we can reach you. Your website again is stephaniegreen.com with a...
Yeah.
You spell
Stephanie,
it.
Stephanie with a Y, Green with an E. It's STEPHANYGREENE.com.
Perfect. Thanks, Stephanie. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.